Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Have you heard about the 23 kids in India who were poisoned 2 weeks ago? Their principal was just arrested Wednesday. The kids' food had toxic levels of pesticide. The principal bought the food ingredients and may face murder charges. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India runs children's Bible clubs in India. Mission India's Dave Straver says the situation could have ripple effects.
It gives ammunition to people who are saying, what's the use of sending our children to school? We're just going to do manual labor our whole lives anyway, and there's really no hope for the future. So what we do is provide hope and just the power of Jesus.
Mission India tutors kids and shares Christ at Bible clubs. Support them at our website. Next, did you know toilets save lives? There's a worm in Southeast Asia that can get into your brain and cause seizures. It's a disease called NCC epilepsy, and it kills people in the developing world. Baptist Global Response is fighting it by building household toilets. They reduce infection rates and improve general health. Learn more at our website. Pray villagers come to Christ as they interact with them. And there's a new addition to the family. No, it's not the royal baby. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship just established a new evangelism director. His name is James Chung, and he was involved with InterVarsity as a college student at MIT. Now he's advancing ministry on campuses across the U.S. Chung explains his vision.
We hope that by helping new believers get a bigger picture of the gospel, that we're actually setting them up for a life, not just to wait to die, but to know how to live in this kingdom now.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, and it's free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the MNN Daily e-news blast at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.